Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free trial and a free audiobook to keep at audiobooks.com using promo code TRY70. Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
My name is Patrick English, and I'm the founder of Woke Up, which is a community organizing tool. It's a platform that empowers citizens who are concerned about a particular topic to take direct action in their local area.
Okay. Wow. And what kind of direct action are we talking about?
So my background is in activism and nonprofit work.
Okay.
And so anything that's going to improve your community.
Okay.
People could use it from something as simple as a park cleanup to planning a march, really. But the idea is really to focus on the local area and get people out there working together.
Okay. And how do we accomplish that with your platform? Does an organization create a thing? Does a person say, this is my passion, let's go do it? How does this work?
It actually works both ways.
Awesome.
So the entire platform is user-generated.
Okay.
So you do have the opportunity, like you said, if you're passionate about an issue, you can just say, hey, this is my idea. These are the specific things I need to make happen. So you list off, if you're the organizer, I need for the park cleanup. I need people to bring trash bags. I need people to bring refreshments, people to bring work gloves. And then other users can go ahead and just click, okay, I'll do that. And then they get assigned to that task, and the organizer can see who signed up for what.
Oh, okay.
But if you're a more traditional organization, like a nonprofit, you can use it to manage your volunteers as well.
Okay.
So you can say, we have this upcoming project, here are the things that we need, and then invite your specific users, your specific volunteers, to sign up for those specific tasks.
Okay. So you can, if you're an organization, you can get to know your regulars.
Exactly.
And then if you're just a person like me, I decide I want to go do, there's graffiti somewhere.
Right.
Let's go fix it.
Right.
I can put out like a call to action.
Exactly.
I want to do this. Who's in to help?
So it's like crowdsourcing for volunteering. So instead
okay.
of trying to get money to support your action, you're trying to get hands to come out and help you do what you want to do.
Okay. Where did this come from for you? How did you decide that this was the thing you were going to tackle?
So it actually started after the 2016 election.
Okay.
So I'm also a military veteran.
Okay.
I served in the Army for just over 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Did a lot of activism around the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Okay.
So I met a lot of friends through that, and I just saw how toxic things were getting during the election cycle and how people weren't really communicating anymore. Retreated into their ideological bunkers is what the author Brené Brown says.
Uh-huh.
And I, after the election...
Social media is a great way to foster that, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. And I think it abstracts us. So you're no longer seeing people face to face. So it's almost like you can say whatever you want without consequence to them.
And then when you end up with the algorithms from Facebook and Twitter, you actually end up getting siloed.
Yeah, you're in your bubble.
By computers.
Exactly.
So that you don't get to see outside of that anymore.
And I think in reality, in our neighborhoods, there's probably people from across the spectrum have all kinds of differing beliefs, views. It doesn't necessarily line up with a, you know, left versus right,
sure.
I don't think. But what I found in the military is when you show up and work together, because the military is one of the most diverse organizations in the country. And you have people from, you know, there are people from the deep south and people from the inner city. And we had to work together. Mm-hmm. But when we did, towards a shared purpose.
I would say to accomplish a single goal.
Exactly. So we had a mission, and we worked together to achieve it. We built really strong bonds of connection. Mm-hmm. And so after the election, I started talking with all my friends in activism. I went through and called all of them up and said, hey, can I talk to you for an hour? And let's just figure out what we can do to get people to start talking again.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if people are out in their communities working towards that shared purpose and they start to get to know their neighbors, maybe they're going to feel like they can, instead of what they see on the media every day, maybe things aren't so bad and maybe, you know, the enemy isn't all around them.
Right. And the timing is good because there have been a number of studies that show that when people start to feel like, especially when they start to feel like the government is either out to get them or not working at all, or for them. There's right. there's an ideological thing, but when they start to feel like the government is either out to get them or not working for them or not working for anything, right. they tend to want to take action themselves.
Yeah. It's this, so it's this that erosion of trust in our institutions.
Yeah. Right.
And it's a vicious cycle, because the less you trust the institution, the less it's going to function, and then the less you trust it to deliver what it's supposed
right.
to. So I think
this gives us the ability to take that back.
Take it back,
and just
yeah.
take action ourselves.
Well, and I think people want to help.
Yeah,
I think that's the default is people. I'm too much of an optimist, but I do, especially in today's day and age, it's a bit of a struggle. But I believe that people are fundamentally good, especially yeah. Americans, and having been in the military and represented them overseas. And I think it's just we don't know how to help one another anymore. We want to, mm-hmm. But I think technology is a great way to be able to break down those barriers. I think we've only seen it used in the context of social media yeah. where it's splitting us apart, but I think it can bring us together.
Absolutely. It's technology is not inherently good or bad. It's
right.
how we
it's
use
a
it.
Tool.
And we have unfortunately been put in a situation where we've been using it for the wrong
yeah.
goals. And I love the idea that you're trying to flip that.
Thank yes. you. Thank you. Yes. And I agree. I think it's a tool, and I really think that a lot of the technology, a lot of stuff we're seeing is very much in its infancy, mm-hmm. being in this new information age. And so we're going to see a lot of changes, and we're going to see kind of how things can be used in any context when a new tool is created, whether it's a knife or atomic energy. We have to have a discussion around what's it going to be used for,
sure.
how is it going to be used.
It has to be put into a context.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think we're starting to see kind of both sides of how this type of technology with social media can be used. And I think we're going to see, I've even talked to others in this conference that are looking for ways to promote social justice or bring people together and really create, instead of just connectivity, connection mm-hmm. between people.
For right. sure.
About how far into the project are we talking?
So we just completed, my team and I just completed our MVP.
Okay.
So that was as of last week. We're going to start beta testing, and that's my plan for the next 6 months, is to work with specific cohorts. I'm talking with university student groups
okay.
Because they're already organized
yeah.
and they already interface with the community, and as well as a couple of political campaigns, because I'm really interested to see how this technology might be used in
wow.
in that context.
Yeah.
So going to
organize like
yeah.
community groups and stuff like that. In terms of the campaign.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And eventually the goal would be, because I want elected officials to get involved, and if they can be associated with projects or community works, then you can start to get a more objective measure of what has my official been doing in the community.
Right.
I can
sure.
just look it up and see everything that they've done.
But the official can also see the things that are important in their
the
community.
Right,
exactly.
The yeah.
And I've spoken with some government officials that say, look, sometimes we need information on policy, and we don't know who the community leaders are or who to
right.
contact. So it would be very helpful for them to be able to reach out and just see very quickly who's taking the lead on what in the community.
Good
yeah,
idea.
For sure.
So after the beta testing, I'd like to do more of kind of a phased public rollout, but focused first. I'm based out of Seattle, so focusing on University of Washington and maybe a couple of other schools in the area. And once we've worked some of the kinks out, then can really roll it out something more public-facing.
Okay.
Very cool. So what are your goals here at Collision?
My goals here at Collision, so I had a couple. One of them was really to find collaborators, co-creators, because I've been, it's kind of been a bootstrapping, self-funded, self-driven. Yeah, no one here knows what that's like.
No.
No one.
Nobody with a red badge on at this convention knows what that's like.
Yeah, so... So I am looking for people who might be interested in coming on board and with a complementary skill set, because I'm new to tech. Like I said, my background was activism and working with nonprofit. So I come in with that skill set, but everything else has been a learning experience and very new to me. And so it would be nice to find someone with more of a stronger tech background to complement that and be able to see how we can move things forward. So... collaborator, and then I also just wanted to see what other people are up to in the field.
Sure.
Social good is an industry or area that I don't think has been explored much.
Yeah.
So
not until very recently.
Exactly.
It's actually been a big topic for our show this year.
Oh, really? Okay.
On purpose.
Yeah.
I curated the content such that it was a larger percentage.
Right.
But we've had the opportunity to talk to a number of different organizations who are taking different, you know, views on the same thing. You've got, you know, you're working on mobilizing people to go do things.
Right.
Then you've got Ultimatum, who's exhibiting tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I heard about them.
They're taking, for example, creating accountability on what social media does. So I like to use the example that Matthew, one of the co-founders, he's got a campaign every time Trump tweets, money gets donated
right,
to the
money
ACLU.
Gets donated. Okay. Okay, yeah.
And it doesn't matter what the content is, just as a
every
as
time
a
he picks
thing.
A phone up.
Yeah. So.
Right. Well, I think you find, you know, for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Exactly.
You're going to see as media develops, there's going to be mm-hmm. different people finding ways to hold people accountable.
Yeah.
If they're finding ways to slip out of it.
And I love the name.
Woke up.
Yeah, woke up.
My friends and I, we were brainstorming over last summer, and we talked about it's kind of for people who are already woke, people who already know what's going on and are out there doing the work. So it's just to give them the tools to be able to get their visions realized. Also, one of the things I was going to say with all the folks working in social good mm-hmm. is I think you'll see a lot of collaboration. I've talked with a lot of other folks, and I think we're looking for ways that we can collaborate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the more data that we get on effective activism or what types of social good have been working, the more we're going to be able to share that with others in the industry. So I think you're going to see that there's a lot of working together, a lot of collaboration
yeah.
in that field.
Which I think is great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, nobody's coming to save us, so...
And we shouldn't expect.
No, that. We shouldn't.
And that's the thing. We can't expect somebody else to try and come save us.
Right.
It is our responsibility
right.
to do.
It's true.
So the more tools we have to make that possible,
the better.
The better.
Exactly. Exactly.
If people want more information about your platform or to follow your journey, how can they do that?
Yes, I would encourage them to visit wokeup.us. And there you can sign up. I'm going to send out, I am, again, working on the beta release, but folks can sign up. So when it's rolled out publicly in their area, they'll be notified.
Fantastic.
I like
well,
it.
We appreciate you coming and talking to us today.
Thank you, guys. Yes, it was a pleasure.
And hopefully Collision will be a success for you.
Yes, yes.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Right, you too.